Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hey, hey, United States, America, coast to coast. Greetings, this is Ron Wolf. So perhaps my voice is similar, but not exactly the same. Pierre Wolf is my father. He's a little under the weather today, so we've got a couple of Pierre's family online. So myself, Ron Wolf, Pierre's direct son, and I'd like to also introduce occasional participant on America's Dining and Travel Guide, Chris Herman, Pierre's grandson and my nephew. Chris, how are you doing today?
Pretty great. Very excited to join you this afternoon.
Absolutely. We got a uncle-nephew co-hosting scenario today, so we're really excited. Great to have everybody joining us today live on America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard every week this time from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock Eastern, again, across the United States and even available on the Internet. So we got some great content to share with everyone today. Let's jump right in. One of my favorite places to go, one of my favorite topics to talk about is the fantastic European country of Italy. And we are graced by having the author of a really, really cool book I'm looking at right now called Tasting Italy. I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Jack Bishop. Jack, welcome. How are you doing today, this Sunday?
I'm great, Ron. Nice to chat with you. Nice to chat with you, Chris.
Well, welcome aboard. And what part of the country or where are you in this on this fine Sunday afternoon, Jack?
I'm in cloudy, cold Boston, Massachusetts today.
Got it. Well, that's actually where my wife is attending a big 40th birthday party for my sister-in-law, Lyrica. I heard that you guys are getting hit by a nor'easter up there. So I can paint a picture of a beautiful fall day here in Denver, Colorado, where Chris and I are, probably about 60 degrees and sunny blue sky. So we hope things clear up there for you in Boston. But let's jump into to talking about this book, Jack, Tasting Italy. Let's start out, actually, before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to write this great book?
Yeah, so I lead the creative teams at America's Test Kitchen. We are 200 food-obsessed food geeks, as we like to describe ourselves here in Boston. You may know us if you watch our show on public television. We're now in our 18th year of being on public television with America's Test Kitchen. We also have another show, Cook's Country, and you may read our magazines, Cook's Illustrated or Cook's Country. And I am also the expert on all things Italian. And so about 3 years ago, I met some folks at National Geographic, and we got to talking about, could we do the most amazing travel and food book by working together? And all the wonderful photographs and travel essays from the folks at National Geographic, along with 100 authentic regional recipes developed in our test kitchens at America's Test Kitchen, along with photographs, step-by-step to show you how to make those dishes, finished dish photographs to show you what they're supposed to look like. And so the book, which is out this week, is the culmination of 3 years of America's Test Kitchen and National Geographic working together to bring Italy and its food, its culture to life in this book.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, I'm on page 10, so barely started it. And I'm looking at a fantastic picture with a glass of red wine, several cheeses offered on a plate, and of course some of the fantastic sausages and various salamis that they offer there. Getting real hungry before we've even started here. Both Chris and I have traveled to Italy. Chris, I think you did a trip to Florence and Pisa. Chris, do you remember any particular meals or food that you really loved when you were in Italy?
Honestly, my favorite meal, we actually ate across the river from the Duomo, and we had these like braised beef ravioli pasta dish that was just absolutely fantastic. One of my favorite meals of all time, but that's definitely one of the most memorable experiences I've had with food, and it's just perfect that it was in Italy as well.
Yeah, and I remember I took a trip not too long ago and went to the Cinque Terre and had some squid pasta with black ink sauce, which was just fantastic. But Jack, how about you? You must have some favorites. Tell us about a couple of favorite recipes and maybe the regions in Italy where they're from in the book.
Yeah, we actually have a recipe that sounds a little bit like what Chris was describing. Our version of this dish, it's called agnolotte. I mean, Italians make all kinds of filled pastas, tortellini, ravioli. Agnolotte are rectangular shaped, but they're basically, most Americans would call them ravioli. And it's filled with basically braised short ribs. So you cook short ribs and cabbage and onions and garlic and red wine, and you basically turn that into a pasta filling, which you then fill the pastas, boil them, and it is served with a hazelnut brown butter sauce. And what I love about this dish is that it represents the sort of unique cuisine of northwestern Italy. It's got the cabbage, very almost Germanic. A lot of people don't realize that the food in northern Italy probably shares more in common with Austria or Hungary or Switzerland than it does with the sunny south, with all those tomato and olive oil dishes. And nobody does pasta better than the Italians. I think we can just agree on that.
Absolutely. That's a slam dunk for sure. You know, one of the things I was going to ask you about, and you kind of mentioned it, so let's jump in there. Having been, you know, I've been to Sicily, I've been to Rome, I've been to Florence, I've been Cinque Terre, but really not much more than that. And I know Italy has so much more to offer. I'm actually intrigued by more of the Alp area of Italy, and it sounds like that may be what you're referring to. Tell us a little bit more about that, the countryside there, and what that part of the country has to offer.
Yeah, I think we don't really recognize, a lot of people in the United States, how diverse the cuisine is in Italy. And the climate really varies dramatically from north to south. Also, because Italy wasn't a unified country until late in the 19th century, many of these local traditions carry on today. And so in places like Piedmont or Lombardy, or Friuli, all in different parts of northern Italy, you're not far from the Alps. And so there's a lot of dairy, or a lot of wonderful cheeses, the Fontina, Montazio, these cow's milk cheeses that we associate with Italian cuisine come from northern Italy. This is also the land of polenta, the cornmeal mush that gets served underneath all kinds of stews and ragouts. Buckwheat shows up in pasta. There's a great recipe in the book. It's a recipe from Lombardy in the north, where Milan is, where the noodles are made with some buckwheat flour. And again, this has that more central Eastern European flavor that we would think of traditionally with those cuisines, but it's actually very common in that part of Italy.
Yeah, boy, it just it's making me want to jump on a plane and head there right away. You know, one of the things I like to when I travel, I try as hard as I can to get off the beaten path, which probably in Italy is fairly difficult because it's, I've got to imagine it's one of the most visited countries in the world. But are there any areas, like if you and your family, your friends, if you're going to go spend some time in this great country, and assuming that you probably also like getting off the beaten path a little bit, are there any areas that you like to focus on, or what's your latest favorite location there?
Two options. I love Umbria. Umbria is the region between Tuscany, where Florence is, and Rome. And there are a lot of medieval hill towns there that I think offer some of the best eating in Italy. It's not far afield from places like Rome and Florence. I mean, you could be in many parts of Umbria in less than an hour from either of those places, but the number of tourists is a fraction of what you would probably see in Rome. I also love Italy's small cities, you know, that you can walk from one end of the city in 20, 30 minutes and really get a sense of the local cuisine and culture. And these hill towns are just beautiful. So I'm thinking of Perugia, Assisi, Spoleto, Orvieto, just wonderful places for eating. The other place that I'm going to recommend is a little further north. In this case, we're between Florence and Venice. We're in Emilia Romagna. Many Italians would say this is the best eating in Italy. So Bologna, Modena, Parma. This is where the ham, the prosciutto, the balsamic vinegar comes from.
Yeah, so we're talking live with Jack Bishop, the author of Tasting Italy. We're going to go into a commercial break here, but if everyone's not hungry, we're going to try even harder to make you hungry in the next segment of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Stay tuned for more.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to America's Dining and Travel Guide this great Sunday afternoon. This is Ron Wolf broadcasting near the Wolf Den of my father, Pierre Wolf. Pierre's a little bit under the weather today, so we wish him a quick recovery. I also am joined by my nephew and Pierre's grandson, Chris Herman, also in Denver. But most importantly, we are joined by author Jack Bishop, who has partnered with National Geographic and put out this fantastic, I'd call it a coffee table book, really, Tasting Italy, great conversation piece with so much to talk about. We've covered parts of the country so far. You know, Jack, you mentioned the idea of these medieval hill towns, and boy, for me, you really nailed it, because that is really one of my biggest passions, especially in Italy and Tuscany, is seeing these hill towns, especially the smaller ones, that have, you know, maybe a little bit less tourists, and some of the places that come to mind for me, and the walkability of these, right? You don't need a car. Get into the city, walk around, taste, smell, let your senses do the work. You know, Siena, what a wonderful walled city. I think it's one of the best preserved medieval cities in the world. And Lucca, and I don't know if I'll pronounce this correctly, but the city of towers, San Gimignano. Just amazing places that are so walkable, all with their own tastes and smells and flair and things to check out. But let's hand this over to Chris Herman, my 25-year-old nephew, and get some perspective from a little bit younger voice here. Chris, what's on your mind?
So I'm very curious about the culture and food of Sardinia. I've never really had the opportunity to go there. As mentioned before, my only visit to Italy was Florence and Pisa, which is basically tourist central. But I'm really interested in how sort of the location of Sardinia, how it sort of has an effect on the different food that they sort of are well known for there. Jack, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Sardinia is fairly remote. I mean, it's in the middle of the Mediterranean, not all that close to Italy, and frankly, not all that close to France, and not all that close to Spain. And so it's very mountainous. So the animal raising tends to be sheep. So you get Pecorino Romano, despite its name. It is actually a Sardinian cheese made with sheep's milk. Their local vegetables, I think the wild fennel that grows on all of the hilltops, mountainsides, in the valleys, ends up in a lot of dishes. So there's a recipe for a chickpea and fennel soup, which is very traditional. And of course, as you might imagine, it's an island. So there's a lot of seafood and clams, whole fish, There's a recipe for fragola. It's almost like Israeli couscous. It's a pasta, kind of round and chewy, that is in a saffron broth along with little teeny clams, that is a sort of real taste of Sardinia.
Wow, that sounds absolutely delicious. So I've actually been flipping through some pictures from the book, and I found this one that I think is pretty interesting, that sort of will get to our or get to the point of the differences between the flavors of different parts of Italy. But you have in here a really cool sort of graphic with all the traditional staples of the different areas of Italy. Could you sort of speak to sort of how it transitions from bread being the main sort of starch staple down to pasta in the south?
Yeah, I mean, this is really dependent upon climate and what grows where. I mean, the other thing that's really different in Italy from, especially if you think about Italy from north to south, is the level of wealth. Typically, northern Italy is had a lot more economic growth and a wider range of ingredients, as opposed to southern Italy, where it's been really quite poor. As you said, you know, southern Italy is the land of dried pasta. There isn't really fresh pasta made with eggs. Eggs were too precious in southern Italy to be putting them into pasta. And so it was the dried pasta with the semolina flour and the water that we're familiar with, along with it's all olive oil in the south. They're not using butter. There really isn't a lot of dairy, and so there's not a lot of cheese, and certainly whatever dairy they have, it's not going into butter traditionally, and so this is all olive oil based, as opposed to in the north, where there's a lot more variety of agriculture. The Great Plains, south of Milan, west of Venice, where cattle are raised, where we get the Parmigiano Reggiano, where the pasta is fresh and it's got eggs in it. There's a lot more meat in the north, and there's a lot more bread baking traditionally in northern Italy, and so greater variety of offerings at the bakery.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we are talking with Jack Bishop live on America's Dining and Travel Guide about his new book coming out, Tasting Italy. Which is in cahoots, if you will, with National Geographic, which certainly brings a fantastic addition of photography and cultural impacts on this book. So it's a lot more than a cookbook. Jack, tell us about the book a little bit more, and how obviously you've got these fantastic recipes, but what else would a buyer get by checking out this book?
So the book is actually divided into 20 separate chapters, each on a region. So it tells you the story, the history, the local agriculture, the wine, the cheese making, photographs that bring that region to life, and then recipes, authentic recipes that come from that region. So if you really want to learn more about Sicily, for instance, there's a whole chapter with the history of Sicily, which is fascinating. Sicily has been the crossroads of the Mediterranean. At some point or other, everybody ruled Sicily and left the culinary imprint on the dishes. And so the book has as much for you to read, curled up in a comfy chair by the fire, and then go into the kitchen and bring to life Italy in your own kitchen.
And where would we be able to find and purchase this book?
Anywhere that you want to buy a book, online, your local bookstore. You can come to our website, americastestkitchen.com, and you can buy the book there. But anywhere you buy books, you can find it.
That sounds great. So you mentioned Sicily, which I spent a great week in Sicily, actually, over the Easter holiday. I was in the mountain town of Enna in the middle of the country, and on Good Friday witnessed this amazing procession of the various church regions, and, you know, at night, lit up with candles. It was quite the amazing experience. We are getting towards our half an hour break here, Jack. I'll hand the microphone back over to you for about another 30 seconds of telling us about this book and what people would get with it.
Yeah, really, thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to talk about my passion, which is Italy. And I think if you really want to discover the real Italy, go beyond what we can get in our local restaurants, this book literally transports you there and then allows you to make those dishes so that you can get that taste of Italy in your own home whenever you want.
Yes, well, we really appreciate it. So one last time, this is Jack Bishop, the author of a brand new book available, Tasting Italy. You can find it at your favorite places to buy books. And thanks so much for joining us, Jack. And stay tuned for America's Dining and Travel Guide Part 2.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. That's GreatHealthyWater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Greetings, everyone. This is Ron Wolf. You're not hearing Pierre Wolf today. Pierre's a little under the weather. He happens to be my father. And so I am back at the helm doing the nationally syndicated America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard every week at this time on your radio dial and over the internet, 3 to 5 Eastern Time every Sunday, where we talk about food, travel, wine, adventures, and the spirit of good life, I would say. I have the honor of being joined by my nephew, Chris Herman, who is Pierre Wolf's grandson. So you got some generations of wolves on the phone today and on your airwaves. So we just spent the last half an hour talking about Italy, and after I'm done with this radio program, I'm going to go raid my refrigerator because I'm starving hungry already. But that's what happens when you talk about great parts of the world with regard to food, cuisine, and travel and adventure. What we're going to do with the second half of the show is talk about some personal experiences both Chris and I have had, and kind of share our passion, our shared passion with Pierre for food and travel and adventure. So since we were in Italy, I'm going to say a quick story about an experience I had in Sicily. So we were in the town of Syracuse in American, which is kind of on the southern eastern part of the island of Sicily. My wife and I were there. We didn't speak a lick of Italian and found ourselves, we'd asked somebody for, you know, a good seafood restaurant. It's right on the coast, so it probably can't go wrong. And we ended up in a pretty small place. And the waiter, we sat down, the waiter came over, and the menu was 100% in Italian, so we were not in a good way. And I think I believe the word for fish in Italian is pesce or something similar. So I just said that word, and the waiter didn't speak any English, and so we realized we had a communication problem. And so he gestures for us to get out of our chairs, to get up and follow him, and so we did. And he took us to the kitchen, which could not have been bigger than a walk-in closet, a small walk-in closet in the United States. Open the door. There's one chef there with, like, you know, a small little cooking platform and a refrigerator. The chef opens the refrigerator, which was full of whole fish. And so the chef just points to which one we wanted. And we actually saw some squid in there. And I happen to be a great lover of squid. And so we pointed to the squid. I think my wife Ashley pointed maybe to a sea bass or something wonderful, wonderfully fresh. And I will tell you this, the squid that came out, it was roasted squid. And so you think of your normal calamari, which was breaded. This was not breaded at all. But it did have those ring pieces, but it was lightly roasted in olive oil, and it was the most tender squid I have ever had. So that's the first story from me. Chris, let's hear one from you.
Wow, my mouth is watering right now. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So I'd actually like to share a story that's actually really connected to my grandfather and to you as well, Ron. So I guess a quick history lesson is that we have family friends who live in Lyon, France, the Potaniers, and I had the awesome opportunity to actually spend 3 days with them in Lyon while I was studying in Madrid. And actually, when Ron was in high school, Francis Potanier actually stayed in Denver for I think a month or two. And so this connection goes back a great length. So they invited me over to their house, and I flew in, and I was expecting sort of to, you know, maybe go out to dinner or whatever. But instead, we actually go to their house, and Francisca's wife had been cooking this meal for the entire day, lamb and potatoes, just traditional home-cooked French food. And all of a sudden, she comes out with these stuffed tomatoes that I really had never experienced that. The tomatoes are actually stuffed with lamb vegetables. It was maybe the most delicately sort of prepared meal that I had ever experienced at the time, and it really just sort of brought full circle this really cool generational family experience. And hopefully they're listening in Lyon. If they're not, that they can tune in, because I know that it was an experience that I'll never forget. And it's just really fantastic. And it's all thanks to sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's one of the great things about being welcomed into someone's home, especially in a foreign country, is the experience that you're going to have. And you're not in a restaurant, so you're going to eat food that they eat. You're going to eat food that they make on a regular basis. That is real, authentic cultural food, Chris. So what a great story. And as we're talking here, I'm just pulling up my map online, and I see Lyon and our great friends, the Potaniers. I've had some great meals and great fun with them. And just looking on the map, about an hour to east and a little bit north is an area that's right on the Swiss-French border, quite close to the city of Geneva. But outside of Geneva, a little bit south, maybe again an hour south, a bit closer to Lyon, is an old city called Annecy in France. And Chris, remember we had a great trip with my mom and my dad, Pierre and Jean, to that part of the world. What do you remember from that trip?
Well, that trip is particularly special because it was sort of the whole family, all 11 of us. We all traveled together, and we stayed in an awesome spot, actually on Lake Annecy. And so there are a couple really cool things about that lake. So the town of Annecy is really well known for a medieval fortress that's sort of built in this inlet of water, and it's shaped like a triangle. So it was built to be sort of impenetrable. And I remember just walking down the cobblestone roads during a market and just smelling all these fresh smells. And Opa, Pierre, my grandfather, was just talking about how it reminded him of the past and how this is the sort of, instead of doing anything touristy, his favorite thing was to just walk amongst the people and be like the people who were actually living in the city. So it was truly an epic experience. And I just remember just always being full for that entire 10-day trip. I don't think I ever said, hey, I need more food. And speaking of that, just across the lake from where we were staying is Chateau Saint Bernard, which is, as you can guess, where the Saint Bernard dogs sort of got their name, those Saint Bernard rescue dogs. And fun fact, I learned this while we were there, it is also the influence or the sort of inspiration of Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty castle. So that was that area of the world is just so amazing. I mean, the list goes on with the connections. On that same trip, we visited Chamonix, which is a mountain town in the French Alps, that actually Vail, Colorado, took a lot of inspiration from there as well. And so when we were walking down those streets, it just felt like we were transported right back to somewhere that we call home. But yes,
absolutely.
Thanks for bringing that trip up. It was fantastic.
It was a great trip, and Lake Annecy, right near Geneva, is a wonderful part of Western France. Again, right near the Swiss border, with access to all of these wonderful alpine towns. And Chris, remember all of the paragliders and hang gliders, and when we were visiting Chateau Saint Bernard, the sky was full. It was a beautiful blue sky day. I think we were there in June, if memory serves. and I'm talking 50 to 100 paragliders just launching off of some of the local hills, and just makes a really, really amazing backdrop. So I know that you also, Chris, I think you mentioned you did some time in Madrid. Any stories or memories from Madrid you want to share?
Oh, absolutely. Another place that's just full of memories. But just to really connect it to the food of Madrid, something that Spain is really famous for is their tapas bars. And so instead of going out and eating a huge meal, you go and you enjoy your time with your friends or your family at about 8 or 9 p.m., right? And you have a cocktail and you just eat these tapas. So it could be jamón ibérico or some papas fritas. And it's just such an amazing atmosphere, and the ambiance is so casual, and everyone's just there to have a really good time. The smiles on everyone's faces are amazing. One place in particular that I'd like to talk about is Mercado San Miguel, which is actually right in the heart of Madrid, very close to the Plaza Mayor. And I actually went there with my best friend Sina, flew out from Colorado to come visit me and go to a Real Madrid soccer game. We actually went to Mercado San Miguel just before we went to the game, and still to this day, when we reminisce, it's one of his favorite one of his favorite food memories was just walking around and picking out which piece of ham we wanted them to cook for us. I mean, it was truly remarkable.
Thank you, Chris. Another great memory. And welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Thanks, everyone.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to America's Dining and Travel Guide, hosted today by Ron Wolf, Pierre Wolf's son. Pierre's a little under the weather today, so we wish him a speedy recovery. And I'm joined by Pierre's grandson, Chris, and my nephew, Chris. Chris, how are you enjoying broadcasting with me today? Pretty fun, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely great. It's just a cool way to bring everything together as a family.
Well, and it's also when you're doing a show live and you look back at how well my father and your grandfather does at these shows, it's pretty inspirational in terms of his knowledge and what he's accomplished in his life. We're telling stories here about trips that we've had and some of our favorite experiences with regard to cuisine and travel. We focused a lot so far on Europe, and so we're going to get out of Europe. And both Chris and I, you know, have a passion for Europe, but as well as the United States and other parts of the world. So I'm gonna transport us over to the country of Israel and initially the city of Jerusalem. I must quickly say our hearts go out to the community in Pittsburgh for that senseless act of violence, which is so plaguing our country. But talking about Israel and an amazing trip I took with my dad, Pierre Wolf, several years ago, Jerusalem is maybe the most amazing place I've ever stepped foot into. I would say that right out of the gate. We're talking about old medieval cities. That's what this is. And it's really old. It has a lot of unbelievable history for people who are religious, and of any type of religion, by the way, or people who aren't religious. It's a walled city. It's like a walled medieval city. Now, one of the things that Pierre loves to do when he travels is go to markets. I would say that's probably his number one favorite thing to do. To go see the people, to go to the stalls and see what they're selling, and the spice markets and the meat markets, and to see the different meats and how they're presented. And many presentations are very, very different and sometimes shocking to people from the United States who have not traveled overseas. And so we went to the market in Jerusalem, which I will tell you is really big and highly chaotic. It's pedestrian only. There are no cars, and there's no sense to where the paths lead. So you can very easily get lost because it's a really, really big market. And in fact, at one point, we did get lost. But it was a really fun getting lost until one of us had to go to the bathroom. And finding a bathroom in a market in Jerusalem is not easy because there are none, or if they're there, you don't know where they are. What was funny, we decided to we found this ramp going up, and really what the ramp was going up to was the roof of a building in the middle of this market, and it was outside, the stalls were outside. We go up and we see a door open probably 100 yards across this roof, and we walk across, walk in this door, and we immediately walk into a religious procession in process, and they were African Jews, and we literally walked right in. It was and right into the front of where, you know, this kind of a religious procession was taking place. Luckily, there was a bathroom right around the corner. But, oh, my gosh, what an amazing kind of cultural experience. But the food in the whole of the Middle East, and Israel's no exception, is absolutely amazing, right? From your falafel to the hummus and everything in between. It's just a fantastic place to visit culturally and, of course, with food and drink on the mind as well. So, Chris, I think you've got a place that you want to transport us to now. What's up next?
So I would actually like to bring us to Costa Rica. And I'm actually a middle school teacher, and I had the good fortune to be able to take your son and a group of his friends to Costa Rica on a travel trip, which was just spectacular. And one of the main highlights was we were actually in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, which is – we actually went zip lining, and when we got done zip lining through the trees, our tour guide actually took us to a little sort of treehouse in the middle of this forest where we were tasked to make homemade tamales. First of all, I had never made a tamale in my entire life, even though I really enjoy them. But it was such an awesome experience to bring 18, 12, and 13-year-old kids to a different country, and then actually not only get to eat their food and enjoy the food of Costa Rica, but actually get to participate in making the food and sort of getting to see what goes into it and just sort of the care and all the fresh just ingredients that are just so wonderful that we sort of miss here in America when we're always on the go and we're just eating just to fill our bodies. Just sort of the beauty of the process of making food, I guess it was definitely lost on me, and I'm sure it was lost on a lot of these middle schoolers. So it was so cool to really be in the moment and be creating the food that we were going to eat. And it was just a wonderful experience.
Chris, you're so right, and you know, so much of life is centered around food, and a lot of times here in the United States we are in a hurry and we're looking for things quickly, but the ability just to take a step back, relax, take your time, get involved with making the food, really in my mind makes eating the food even better, right? When you've had a hand in creating whatever that masterpiece is you're going to put in front of you. And what a cool part of the country. I've actually never visited Costa Rica. What other kinds of food do you recall, Chris, from there?
So each part of Costa Rica is actually very different. So we started our trip in a place called Tortuguero, which is in the northeast corner. And it's actually a two-hour boat ride in a speedboat just to get through the main through this nature reserve in order to get to this little tiny island town of Tortuguero, which is where actually the sea turtles breed, and so unfortunately we weren't there during the breeding period or when they were laying their eggs and seeing the procession. But just in that area in general, it's very seafood heavy, while in Monteverde it's very like corn based, very little seafood, even though, you know, the way the crow flies, it's only about a 2 hour drive away. You just can't get there because the entire country is blocked off, or not blocked off, but cut down the middle with a massive, mountain range.
Yeah. And I've heard that there's lots of rice and beans as part of the normal kind of cuisine that they eat there. Is that true?
Yeah. That's the staple with every meal: rice and beans, and then you get your protein based on sort of the area that you're in.
So I'll go as the waning seconds of America's Dining and Travel Guide this afternoon. I will go up to Mexico and recall this amazing octopus ceviche I had. This is Ron Wolf, along with Chris Herman, wishing everyone well for the rest of this.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.